Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
All right, welcome back, Lansing and those in the far reaches. I've been driving far away from Lansing before and heard this station on quite a ways, and I'm super excited to be in the station with Nicole Sclafani, who is from LCC TV.
Yep.
She's a recent transplant back to mid-Michigan, and you know you've been on the show many times, but yeah. I think it's important noting that Nicole is a media mogul today. If you happen to have watched the 5 o'clock news on Channel 6, you would have seen her Lansing Lowdown segment, which has just started running today,
I think. It did, yeah. Well, so. It is really great. We got a call from the news director. Had a meeting with him a couple weeks ago. They really wanted to run it because they said it showed, you know, just the top six things. If you had to do something this weekend, what would you do? And they wanted to add it to the
newscast.
That's great.
Well, hopefully later on we get to hear part of those the Lowdown information. We do have somebody joining us right away in studio. But again, I'm Cameron Ganas from Traction and the Sport Magazine, Nicole in studio. And I think we have Kate Takaki on the line with us over at a pretty big event happening tonight. How are you doing, Kate?
Good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Absolutely. So give us some information as to what the celebration is. Kate, you're with the Capital Area Michigan Works here, but you hold many hats in the community as well, and we're excited to have you on talking about what's going on tonight. But where are you at and what's happening?
Yeah, well, we're down at the Kellogg Center this evening in Capital Area Michigan Works and LEAP are celebrating our annual dinner together. We're recognizing some individuals and organizations in the community that have made phenomenal impact. And so we're going to have about 400 people down here at the Kellogg Center to celebrate.
Wow.
Who's the keynote tonight, Kate?
Wow, we're keeping our fingers crossed that her flight from Detroit doesn't get delayed any further, but hopefully Carol Coletta, the president and CEO of CEOs for Cities, will be arriving soon, and we'll all get a chance to hear what she has to say.
Well, I've seen you tweet a lot of messages and send messages around the community about what that group or organization is, and what do you think special about what she's bringing to the table tonight to share with people that aren't going to be there?
Well, I actually first got cued into CEOs for Cities a number of years ago when they released a study that showed that two-thirds of college-educated young adults decide first where they want to live and then start to look for a job. And that really played a huge role in many different organizations in Greater Lansing's approach to talent and how we communicate with emerging professionals and how we involve and engage them in the community. And since then, this group has continued to really lead the way and challenge cities to step up and become prosperous places that will help, bolster regional economies. And so I think her work and the organization's work is absolutely in line with a lot of things that have been happening in Lansing, and in particular that now we're starting to see some of these efforts come to fruition, and we're starting to see the tides sort of turn toward Lansing and it get some of the national recognition that, it's deserving.
Hey, Kate, this is Nicole. I think you've done a lot to turn the tides as well, too. So I think you've got a lot to pat yourself on the back for as well. But you're also going to be recognizing some people who are also catalysts for change. Can you tell us a little bit about them or give us a little hint about, where they're coming from?
Well, yeah. We're really excited because we've had – this community is so fortunate to have – you've got these, really YSG grassroots kind of movements, and then you've got, groups of students that are really engaged, and then you've got folks that are engaged in a more traditional way. And my personal opinion is that there's no one solution, and so the more – different strategies we have people working toward, the better it's going to be. And tonight we're going to be recognizing a couple of folks that have been really involved in the Greater Lansing Next regional plan. And so Terry Terry of Message Makers, who has played a big role as a business person, but also in helping to create and support and grow some of the arts and cultural festivals that we've come to know and love in the Lansing area. He's going to be recognized as a catalyst for change. And we're also going to be recognizing a number of workforce innovator companies, folks like Beckham America Corporation, which is a company that most people in our area probably don't even know exists. But it's actually a manufacturer up in Williamston that has a really innovative approach, and every year they sponsor apprentices coming right out of high school, and these kids make a salary, and they get they get essentially paid to work in the plants, but then also to go to school to complete an associate's degree at Lansing Community College, and ideally to complete a bachelor's degree after that. And so instead of coming out of school with tens of thousands of dollars in student debt, they come out of school with years of work experience, no student debt, and working at a company already. So we're going to be recognizing them for their innovation.
Can you talk at all, Kate, again, back to Cameron here, about the economy and where it's at right now in the workforce and the kind of the concept that what you guys are helping people do, re-enabling people to get back into the workforce or helping kind of realign their skill sets to for this whole, what's called like a skill mismatch instead of somebody just being completely unemployable. But where is that trending right now? What have you seen in the last couple of months and what do you guys expect coming up over at the Capital Area Michigan Works offices?
Sure. Well, we've seen a lot of different things. Certainly information technology has been a big boom area in Greater Lansing, and it's somewhere that we've seen continue to stay strong as the economy has bounced back. And that's an area that we really encourage people to go into, to transition into. But of course, not everyone was, you know, built to be a computer programmer. Some of the other areas we've seen, healthcare has still remained strong. It froze up for a little while during the worst of the recession last year. And then we've seen some of these other areas like insurance and financial services where transferable skills are really, they really play a big role. And, you know, someone could have worked in another industry but have skills that are going to be relevant to, you know, some of these major insurance headquarters and, you know, big credit unions, things that we have in the Lansing area that I think we take for granted. We don't realize that they're here. And even in manufacturing, we've seen Lansing's been the only area to have manufacturing job gains over the year. A lot of that is due to the Delta Township facility for General Motors. But we've also seen those manufacturers, what they're hiring for is very high tech. And a lot of that does require training, even if people have worked in manufacturing facilities before.
I think people assume that the Michigan Works kind of agency is really only for those manufacturers or those kind of low-paying jobs. Is there anything that's out there, or can you help people or define what people can do to help their friends or their family members that have, you know, great skill sets in other forms that would need some technology training? I mean, I know you guys have helped foster and develop some grants and find other training opportunities to educate people in more than just a manufacturing skill set or help them find a job. You're not just a job placement company. Talk a little bit about that and what exists today and how people can get help.
Sure. Well, soft skills are absolutely essential, and I see that a lot. You know, I work with a lot of college graduates, folks with master's degrees and really high-level experience, and just because you're a phenomenal engineer or a great teacher doesn't necessarily mean that you're great at looking for a job. And so I find that those soft skills are an area that so many people could really use some help on, and that's some of the stuff we really try to help people with. And I think one of the most challenging things for some of the high skill level people is being willing to accept help. A lot of people see it as criticism when we're making recommendations for making your resume clearer to an employer or helping make your case to an employer why you are the right person for their company and for their job. And it's not a matter of criticism. It's a matter of letting us help people tell their story as well as they possibly can. And if someone doesn't have a good resume, if someone doesn't have good interview skills, they're not going to land the job, no matter how phenomenal they might be at that job. And so it's really a challenge to help people overcome that. But we do everything from workshops to one-on-one, even just meeting people out in the community and trying to, you know, share job leads through social media, offering, you know, different classes and computer skills and partnering with places like the library and iTech Lansing to make sure people are getting access to the information. Sometimes it's not about a lack of skills in their particular field. It's about a lack of skills and looking for a job.
Yeah. Well, I know nobody would do this while they're driving right now, especially with these roads, but if they were to remember what your Twitter handle
is,
because you post so many
so
great
many
things,
jobs.
Or other, like just your website, or what would they do first? We got about another probably 30 seconds here, but what would happen next?
Sure. Well, our website, CAMW.org, is a good place to start, and we outline a process for people. And then on Twitter, I'm on there as at CAMW Kate or at Camel Kate, and people can always follow, and I'm happy to help them find resources.
Well, thank you so much for coming on, and we definitely hope your guest makes it safe and sound.
If not,
and,
you can speak. I know you can probably.
Or just delay, because when this is over, I'm heading over there anyway, so I look forward to seeing the keynote. So thanks again, Kate.
Thanks, guys.
All right, coming up next, we have Linda Anderson and Joe Nelson right in the studio. I can see them over there talking about the Urbandale Farm, which is Lansing's first farm in a very long time. So we'll talk to them coming up next.